What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Let's get into the war news. There's a lot of war news out there, and it, too, is being trivialized, marginalized by the corporate media, and certainly war falls into the category of news that does affect all of our lives, because we're all paying for the war. Many of us are losing family to the wars, and we may lose our nation if we, in fact, proceed on this war and lose, which I think is the most likely outcome, especially if it goes nuclear. Now, following the Russian submarine's caliber cruise missile attack into Deir Ezzor, the ISIS defense in Deir Ezzor has pretty much collapsed. And Syrian government forces and the Syrian Arab Army, Tiger Forces, Republican Guard, have basically already liberated neighborhoods of Kanamat, Kasserat, Beder, and the old airport. So they're making great, great strides across there. It's all but over. It is really all but over. Now, another indicator that we are being lied to, and first of all, I want to preface this by going back to the revelation last week that we have forces all across Africa occupying most of those countries, military forces. And it started with that ambush in Niger that killed four Americans, and then the U.S. admitted they had 1,000 troops sitting inside Niger, that was the hub of Western U.S. military activity in Western Africa, which came apparently as a surprise both to the Congress, which is supposed to be in charge of deciding where we go to war or not, and even Donald Trump, who at this point appears to have ceded war authority to the Pentagon, which is unconstitutional. Now, we have been told up until recently that the U.S. only has about 500 troops inside Syria. And by the way, none of those troops are there with the permission of the Syrian government. But apparently in a video briefing from Baghdad, Major General James Jared, head of the U.S. Special Operations Task Force against Daesh, basically said there are 4,000 U.S. troops on the ground in Syria. This was reported in Stars and Stripes. And then immediately it was followed by a report, oh, he just misspoke, it's only 503. Really, we wouldn't lie to you about something like that. Tillerson has come out with a very alarming statement testifying to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson revealed that the U.S. presence in Iraq is permanent and said that even if Iraq specifically requests the U.S. to leave and withdraws all permission for them to be there, the U.S. will stay. Now, it does bring up a thorny problem of the U.S. troops' legal immunity from war crimes. Because if Iraq withdraws permission for them to be there, it's also withdrawing that immunity. And Iraq could start prosecuting some of those Americans on the ground in Iraq for some of the things that they've been doing. But, I mean, talk about the arrogance where the U.S. is saying, we've gone into this country, we've destroyed Iraq many times over, going back to Desert Storm. And now Iraq's government is saying, we'd like you to leave. We want to do business with the Russians. And Tillerson is saying, no, we're staying. How dare you ask us to leave your country? Just because it's your country doesn't mean you get to run it. Now, here's a little interesting story. This came out of Blacklisted News. We've been in Afghanistan for 16 years, and over these 16 years, we have been assured we're making progress in Afghanistan, and they have these different statistics and different metrics, and they always pick the one that looks the best, and now all of a sudden, because of all the embarrassments in Afghanistan, the Pentagon is now saying they will keep all Afghan war progress metrics secret from now on. And the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, John Sopko, basically said the Afghans know what's going on in Afghanistan. The Taliban knows what's going on in Afghanistan. The U.S. military knows what's going on in Afghanistan. The only people who don't know what's going on in Afghanistan are the people paying for it, meaning you, the American taxpayer. You're not entitled to know. how your money is being spent in Afghanistan, whether it's actually leading to any kind of a success, or if they're just pouring more and more money into Afghanistan to simply not have to be forced to say, we lost there. Because there's another article that came out from, I'm surprised, surprised, Popular Mechanics, which in the past has been very much on board with the official story about everything, including 9/11. But they actually came out with an article saying by every metric that really matters, the U.S. government is losing Afghanistan. By every single metric, except, of course, for the opium, that's still flowing freely, and I guess that makes it all worthwhile. Here's another example of Western arrogance run wild. Turkey is building up their arms, and they basically had a choice of buying the advanced Russian S-400 system or the much more expensive and possibly less reliable U.S.-made alternative. Turkey chose to buy the S-400, and NATO is upset. They're threatening consequences because Turkey bought a Russian weapon system instead of the American one. See, it's all about money. It's all about the military-industrial complex. And the arrogance of NATO of going into Turkey and saying, no, no, you will buy your weapons from the countries we tell you to buy them from. Now, there is a resolution in the House, House Concurrent Resolution 81. It's sponsored by Representatives Ro Khanna, Democrat of California, Walter Jones, Republican, North Carolina, Mark Pocan, Democrat, Wisconsin, Tom Massey, Republican, Kentucky, 34 other lawmakers. And it utilizes a provision of the War Powers Act to swiftly terminate U.S. military assistance for the Saudi war in Yemen. And unfortunately, Hoyer, the minority whip, is trying to block it, trying to keep that war going. Now, as you know, one of the areas of contention for the United States right now is Iran, which is fully in compliance with the P5+1 agreement. The IAEA has unfettered access to all of Iran's nuclear sites. The IAEA is saying that Iran is keeping all of its commitments, but the U.S. wants to expand the agreement to limit Iran's ability to make long-range non-nuclear ballistic missiles because they don't want to have to face a lot of opposition when they invade Iran, which we know is on everybody's agenda, especially Israel's. Well, Major General Muhammad Ali Jafari, the chief commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, basically came on out and said, you're a little late on this because Iran already has missiles capable of striking the U.S. forces deployed in the region if anybody tries to invade Iran. And he says there is already a program to extend their range. See, that's what this whole thing about the missiles is all about. The U.S. wants to invade Iran, and they don't want Iran to have the means to fight back. They want an easy invasion like they had in all these other countries. So they're trying to bluff and bargain and blackmail and threaten and sanction these countries to give up their weapons of deterrence so that they can invade. And these countries understand that's exactly the game the U.S. is playing. And the U.S. is going to make all kinds of promises, none of which will be kept. They assured Libya that if Libya got rid of its nuclear weapons program, Libya would not be invaded. Libya got invaded. Same thing with Iraq. Iraq gave up their chemical weapons on the promise that they'd be left alone. They got invaded. Assad gave up his chemical weapons on the promise that he would not be invaded. He got invaded. Iran has suspended their nuclear program completely on the promise they wouldn't be invaded. Looks like the invasion is already on. And that's why nobody's listening to the U.S. government anymore. The U.S. government's credibility is shot all around the world and even including the American people. Now, Russian engineers have commenced work on Iran's second nuclear power station. And Vladimir Putin is in Tehran for meetings with Iran's leaders. And it's another example of how the U.S. bullying, the U.S. aggressive approach to foreign policy, its imperiousness, is actually backfiring. And it's driving more and more nations who used to be friends with the United States government into the Russian and Chinese sphere of influence. This policy is a complete and utter failure. But just like human-caused global warming of the Big Bang, nobody has the courage to stand up and challenge that prime assumption that they're all operating on. Now, Rex Tillerson, in his magnanimity, has gone on out and granted permission to Pakistan to act against terrorists. And basically they're saying that Pakistan says if the U.S. provides them information, they will act. In other words, Pakistan is going to become another proxy for the U.S. in the region. So they're trying to get Pakistan under control. But again, sooner or later, the U.S. will break a promise. Pakistan will pivot away because that's the pattern that's been happening over and over and over again. The U.S. government is losing World War III already. They're leaving a lot of dead bodies and a lot of ruined cities in the wake. But more and more countries are moving away from the United States. They're dropping the U.S. dollar. They're pivoting toward Russia and China and Asia in general, while the U.S. and Europe are succumbing to this refugee crisis and economic decline. Now, as you know, a lot of people got very upset down in Texas when it turned out that financial assistance to replace homes lost to the hurricanes or contracts to businesses that were going to be rebuilding in the wake of the hurricane all included a clause where you had to promise you were not boycotting Israel and you would not boycott Israel during the term of the contract. And this all supposedly came out of Governor Abbott, who seems more worried about Israel than the people of his own state, who are supposed to be his top priority. I read that in a book somewhere. When you're governor of a state, your number one priority are the citizens of that state. But I guess Abbott never got that book. Well, now up in Maryland, their governor, Larry Hogan, is being accused of virtual McCarthyism because he's using executive orders. Can't get this through the legislature, but he's using executive orders to basically say the state of Maryland will only award contracts to businesses that refuse to boycott Israel. If businesses support boycotts of Israel, they will not get any business from the state of Maryland. I have a good idea, okay, and I know it's going to seem rather heretical, but Governor Hogan ought to be awarding the contracts to those businesses who can do the best job for the lowest price. That is wise leadership. That is good governance. And I would like to remind the good governor that boycotts are a recognized form of peaceful protest protected by that First Amendment, along with our right of freedom of association, which carries with it the implicit right that we don't have to associate with people we don't really like. But it is shameful and humiliating to see all of these politicians who just dive into Israel, no matter what is going on in their own state. Hurricanes, yeah, we will deal with the hurricane, but you got to promise you're not going to boycott Israel. Yeah, we got to get our infrastructure built up, but we're only going to do business with companies that are friends with Israel. Governor Abbott, if you love Israel so much, why are you here? Why are you not over there? Same message to every American politician who's up there saying, I'm a friend of Israel, I support Israel. Good. If you're a friend of Israel and you support Israel, move there. I'm sure they could use your help. But America needs leaders who are going to put America first, second, and third. Or we are not going to survive as a nation much longer. We are being bled dry by this parasite. And there's going to be nothing left but an empty, dried husk. And I'm not the only person who's saying the same thing. Over at UNS.com, they have an article. This pandering to Israel has got to stop. And this idea that you're not going to be allowed to do business in the United States of America unless you're a friend of Israel is ridiculous. We've allowed this politics of Israel to just overwhelm our society, and that's not right. The only politics that should overwhelm our society are the politics of America. Meanwhile, over in Lebanon, security forces have dismantled an espionage cell working for Mossad, And apparently these members were collecting sensitive information, passing it on to Mossad. And we know the Israelis are spying on everybody, even the United States. We're supposed to be their friend. We're certainly their wallet. And remember, the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered in U.S. history was uncovered just before 9/11, working for Israel. Does that seem like the action of somebody who claims to be your friend and constantly has their hand out for more money? Now, getting on over towards Asia, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis, in his testimony before Congress, said the White House has rehearsed a possible response not just to a North Korean nuclear attack, which isn't going to happen, Kim Jong-un isn't that stupid, but he added that Washington would launch a nuclear attack at North Korea if they thought North Korea was about to launch one. In other words, the U.S. is planning to nuke North Korea on the basis that North Korea might be about to attack. Do you remember prior to the big war in Iraq where phony Tony Blair was out there saying, you know, Iraq could attack us in just 45 minutes warning. We've got to move first. Or when Hitler said to the German people, Poland could attack us at any moment. We have to attack them first. It's the same big lie. Now, Senator Bernie Sanders, along with seven Democrats, have started a new bill through the Senate that basically says that there can be no preemptive strikes on North Korea, or in fact, any military strike on North Korea without prior congressional authorization. Now, this would not apply if North Korea attacks first, which gives the war machine an easy out, a false flag. But at least the Senate is trying to regain the congressional authority over war, because that's what's in the Constitution. Only Congress can declare war. We were never intended to be a nation that goes to war on the whim of the chief executive, and yet that's how we've been almost going back all the way to the end of World War II. And now, of course, you've got Tillerson and Mattis are arguing for a new open-ended universal authorization for the use of military force, a blank check for war wherever and whenever they feel like it's necessary. And that is absolutely a military dictatorship. And that is not America. That is not the Constitution. That's not the United States. It's not we the people. It's an out-of-control military-industrial complex just gorging itself on blood and money, other people's blood, other people's money. And it's exactly the condition Eisenhower tried to warn us about. In his farewell address about the military-industrial complex and in his other speech, the Iron Cross speech. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go look those up online. Eisenhower understood what war was. He'd been there. As the supreme Allied commander in Europe, he had seen war firsthand, and he wound up being one of our most anti-war presidents in history, as opposed to the more recent crop of presidents who spent the war flying jets over Texas for the National Guard, and that's as close as they got to real war. For them, war is easy. It's an abstraction. It's a video game. It's other people's money. It's other people's children. They've never had to confront it. Now, apparently, the Trump administration is going to defend the ongoing, decades-long embargo of Cuba. There is a symbolic United Nations vote coming up condemning this embargo for its duration, and the U.S. will vote against it. It really doesn't change anything, but it is basically undoing Obama's attempt to normalize relations with Cuba, which is one of the few things Obama did that I agreed with for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, to get Cuba on our side, as opposed to being returned to a platform for Russia in the middle of the Caribbean. Trump's getting bad advice. We'll be right back with a phone call. We'll be right back.
the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I just got fed up with the corporate media. It's nothing but Manhattan, 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 ISIS, 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 ISIS. I put it on the science fiction channel. If I'm going to be lied to, at least let it be entertaining. Let's take a phone call now. Philip in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, three things real quick. Going along with your topic right now, Dustin brought up the subject of American exceptionalism, which you defined recently. Treaties and international law applies to everyone else except Americans. That's your American
exceptionalism. Except the U.S. government. Except
yes.
The U.S. government.
U.S. government, yes. Another thing, as anecdotal evidence, that the new latest attack here in New York is a false flag. Thanks to Vault 7, we know that these modern vehicles can be commandeered, and he could have been in that situation. And third, has to do with the chatter about possible upcoming EMP attack. And some time ago you were talking about people's fear about an EMP is not as founded as they think it is. Can you address that again about the EMP and how it doesn't fry all of the electrical equipment that, you know, that people have been led to think that it does?
Well, before I do that, I need to point out something. There's another factor regarding Las Vegas and Manhattan, and that is that the USA Patriot Act is up for renewal. And so we may see a whole flood of these phony terror attacks so that they can keep that USA Patriot Act, which is the basis for the erosion of our constitutional rights. So we need to keep that in mind as well. As far as EMP, it was discovered quite by accident during the period when they were testing nuclear weapons in the South Pacific, and they decided to launch one outside the atmosphere just to see what it would look like. Big giant blue bubble way out there in space, and it knocked out the electricity here in Hawaii. And the way it works is it basically just kicks the Earth's magnetic field, and that sudden movement in the magnetic field will induce electricity in power lines. So if you're plugged into the city, the grid, you will feel the effects of the EMP. But small, isolated, battery-powered equipment is probably not going to feel the effect. And more, of course, not because of the threat of nuclear war, but because of solar storms, the power distribution system has been hardened to an extent. So we could definitely look at that. I mean, even this this FEMA drill on November 4th is supposed to be caused by a solar storm rather than by an imp. But it is a real thing. I mean, especially for large areas of the country where you've got power lines stretching across tens or even hundreds of miles of the plains, you're going to get a very serious voltage spike there. But again, surge suppressors are going to go a long way to mitigating that. On an island as small as Hawaii, again, we did feel it from that first experience. But again, small, portable, battery-operated electronics are probably not going to feel that.
Thanks for the clarification.
All right, thank you. And we've got another caller, but we're too close to the commercial break, so we're going to put that on hold until after we come back. Here's an interesting story, and this is coming out of FortRus.com. Apparently, a lot of the Ukrainian authorities, the representatives of the authorities, are starting to leave Kiev. They're resigning their jobs. They're getting on out. And apparently the indications are that Poroshenko's government may be on the verge of a collapse, and everybody wants to sort of be gone and not be in any position of responsibility when it all starts to come apart. And I think that would be a really good thing if Poroshenko were to come on down. They could bring Yanukovych back, because the Ukrainian people do not like Poroshenko. They see that he's a sellout to Europe. He's a sellout to the United States. The Ukrainians all over Ukraine have suffered horribly ever since this coup d'etat. We'll be right back with a phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the telephones. Richard in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Oh, great. Okay. I have had so many problems with this audio system. It's just amazing. But I'm glad that I've gotten through. I'm a new... I'm sorry. Did you say something?
No.
Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, I'm an old retired forensic neuropsychologist, okay? And I grew up in the 70s, and I had my first big political experience back at Kent State University with my first wife, and we were next to the National Guard when we heard the order to fire. Okay, so I have watched things for a long, long time, but I've not encountered anybody who is erudite as you are and knowledgeable about what's going on, and so I just decided that if I'm going to support anything financially, I'm just an old retired guy, but I can provide some money. I'm just going to go ahead and do that and contribute to RVN.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And every little bit helps. There's no such thing as too small of a donation. And we understand that our audience are struggling to get by. The money junkies have grabbed all the money, and they're just spending it on people who are willing to help them stay money junkies and stay in control. And those of us who are out here fighting to restore the republic, we don't have that kind of financial support. And so, as John Steadmiller was saying in that ad, we do rely on you. We need your support. Without it, we're going to go away. And nobody in the independent media who's really doing the job they're supposed to be doing is getting rich doing it. In fact, we get harassed a lot. My servers are under constant attack. We're targets, and we recognize that. And every little bit that you send in is really going to help us stay on the air, stay on the satellite, stay on the internet here. And as long as we're talking about this, everybody get your pencils and papers out again, because I'm going to give you an address and a phone number. The address to send in a check, money order, box tops, whatever, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas. And then the phone number is, if you want to call in with a credit card or something, 800-724-2719, and I believe that's extension 3. And Mike, if you could verify that for me, I would appreciate that. So, Richard, thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the support. And it actually is it's very hard to ask for donations because we understand that people out there are struggling. And so when we do ask, it's because we really need it. Nobody's going on out and buying a new Ferrari or anything like that in this line of work. I mean, we'd all love to be making the money that, you know, these talking heads in the corporate media are making, but we're never going to make that kind of money because we won't do what they're doing, which is to lie to you. And that's just a choice that we've all made. So, Richard, thank you for the kind words, and we're going to let you go here and get on back to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. And speaking of costs, it's time that you start looking at what all of these interventions, the so-called war on terror, what it's really costing. It's costing an average of $250 million a day. And since the beginning of the war on terror, right after the 9/11 false flag, you, the American taxpayer, have foot the bill for $1.46 trillion with a T dollars. And that is over and above the $6 trillion with a T, the Pentagon somehow misplaced. And then you wonder why there's no money left over to repair the roads, the bridges, the rails, to have clean drinking water coming out of the faucets, to have reliable electricity and internet service. We're in a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that is the reality. Every single penny the government can get goes to bombs, bullets, bandages, or to Israel, or into their own pocket. And there's nothing left over for you, the American people, who pay for it all. Government is the most expensive thing you'll ever buy in your entire life. Are you getting value for money? I think for most Americans, the answer is going to be a resounding no. I keep saying what we really need is a cash for clunkers program for the government. We take our old, bloated, inefficient, wasteful government, we take it over to the junkyard, we put it in that little machine that crunches it on down to a little rusted metal coffee table, and then when everybody gets a check for $50,000 with which to buy a new, smaller, more efficient, easy-to-use government. I think the time for that is right about now. And getting on back to the state of our military. Despite all that money that's pouring on in, it's not good. We've been talking about these latest American weapon systems that have major problems. F-35, huge laundry list of problems. Even Israel is starting to say, look, this may have been a bad deal. Same thing out of Great Britain. F-22, they've never fixed that problem where it's asphyxiating its own pilots. The Freedom and Independence class ships, severe corrosion, drivetrain problems. Now the Navy is saying they're never really going to work the way they were supposed to. Scrap them, start all over again. It's not their money. The latest aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. All kinds of new high-tech whiz-bang gadgets they can't get to work. Apparently the magnetic catapult which is supposed to replace the steam catapults, is hitting those planes so hard it's actually fracturing the landing gear and the tow hook. And it's not just the United States of America. Story coming on out of Sputnik News. Apparently, the National Audit Office in Great Britain is reporting that cannibalization by the Royal Navy is up by 49% over the past 5 years. In order to keep some of their fleet at sea, they're literally having to go to some of the other ships that are still at port and take parts from them. In fact, the construction of the submarine HMS Artful has been delayed because some of those parts have been borrowed for submarines already out at service. They can't find the parts. The supply chain just isn't there. Part of that may be because of this tendency for military contractors to now subcontract some of these components to overseas providers, which raises the possibility when the war breaks out, we could be cut off from some of those providers. I mean, right now, the F-18, which is a marvelous aircraft, by the way, they have major part shortages. It's actually to the point where the Blue Angels are having difficulty keeping all of their planes in the air. So in their rush to come up with all these new whiz-bang weapons, the existing military is being neglected. It's one of many reasons why I think if the United States gets into a war with a true military peer like Russia and or China, they're going to be in trouble. I mean, it's one thing to go into a little tiny Middle Eastern country, you know, that can't fight back and act real butch and go on and embalm stuff. Except for that embarrassment when Trump sent the cruise missiles into Syria. Half of them missed the target. But you go up against a military peer, Russia and China, whose goal in their military development is cost-effective weapons rather than enrichment of politicians and defense contractors. We're going to be in a little bit of trouble. Even if it goes nuclear, we're going to lose. I'm absolutely convinced of that. So let's take a look at our economic news here. California is in serious, serious trouble. Soaring unemployment, massive strain on the social system from the illegal immigrants and the refugees. There are trillions of dollars in debt, exploding crime. California is headed for a major implosion. And I'll tell you just how out of control it is over there. Over in Los Angeles, there is a 264-square-foot studio cottage. And its asking price is $550,000. That's how out of control it really is over there. Now, Russia and China have agreed to extend their currency swap agreement. Russia and China are doing business with each other in their own domestic currencies without going through the U.S. dollar. And this, of course, is angering the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government because their goal is for everybody to still be back on Bretton Woods. All global trade and banking goes through the U.S. dollar with the U.S. getting a piece of that action. Now, over in Iraq, there was that push for Kurdish independence. That appears to have died on the vine. And one of the reasons the U.S. originally supported Kurdish independence was the idea that it would reach out and include some of those major oil areas like Kirkuk. And that didn't work out very well. But apparently, Putin has now moved on in to the Kurdish region, and they're making all kinds of deals for that oil. So after all that war and after all that bloodshed, Russia's walking away with much of that oil revenue. And they'll sell it for whatever currency they want to. Now, Tesla appears to be in trouble. They have borrowed heavily on a product that at the moment, they're losing money on every unit sold. It's actually costing them more to build, ship, these cars than the asking price. They're trying to loss lead to get people to buy the cars. And people are buying them. It's a cool car. I've had a chance to see one up close. They're very, very nice. But it's now facing competition from a lot of lower-priced versions, like the Leaf and the Bolt. But the weak part on the electric car, of course, remains the batteries, which take a very long time to charge. And your range is limited. Now, for people like Claire and I, where our entire driving range is basically 3 miles around our home, we don't go much further than that. Electric car makes a lot of sense. For people in larger areas like Los Angeles, not so much. But Toyota is now announced they've come out with a solid-state version of the lithium-ion battery, which will be smaller and lighter, store more energy, and take just a few minutes to charge. This may be based on that technology that Toshiba unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show. That will change everything. We're going to see electric boats, electric lawnmowers, and everything. The only question will be, where are we going to get the electricity? Well, natural gas, maybe. Thorium cycle reactors, ideally. Now, the other day we were talking about how a jeweler in Canada had gone down to the local bank and purchased a gold wafer from the Royal Canadian Mint because they needed the gold to fabricate something that they were making. No big deal. Got back to the jewelry shop, got the wafer out of the package, couldn't run it through the machinery that normally would help them take gold and shape it, went to bend it, and pure gold bends very easily. This wafer cracked, came away with a jagged edge. We still don't know if it was really tungsten or not. And the Royal Canadian Mint is out there saying, basically, it's not ours, and the counterfeiting of Royal Canadian Mint products is extremely rare. This is an isolated case. And already we should be suspect, because if indeed the packaging, you have the little blister pack with all the little seals and icons all over it, if it didn't come from the mint, then someone went to a great deal of trouble to counterfeit not only the gold wafer, but the packaging. Nobody does that for just one or two fake items, but for thousands. So is somebody scamming gold out of the mint? Is somebody trying to flood fake gold into the market to discourage people from investing in gold, keep them in the savings account in the stock market? There's a lot of scamming going on, and we know that a lot of places that are supposed to be holding gold are holding tungsten bars instead. Which raises the question, where did the real gold go? By the way, when this tungsten cord gold story first broke from Germany, I made a suggestion on this radio show, which apparently has now become widespread practice, and that is the gold dealers are getting these little ultrasound machines from that they use in hospitals, because if you put the little sensor on one of these gold bars and there's a tungsten core inside, you will see the boundary layer between them. Just something to keep in mind. Let's grab a phone call here. James in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you doing? By the way, on the gold thing, I think if I remember correctly, I've read that gold is so ductile that an ounce can be drawn into a wire 1 mile long. Tungsten, not so much. I work with tungsten myself sometimes. It's a pretty brittle.
Well, I mean, look at gold leaf. I mean, it's amazing how thin they can get gold leaf. It really is wonderful stuff. I used to work with it when I was going through my craft phase and everything. But yeah, gold is an amazing material.
But the main reason I called in was because of the Kevin Spacey debacle. I was wondering if they were adhering to an accurate portrayal of, you know, the procedures of government. So I looked it up on Google, and I came to an article from Business Insider from 2015 that said that, ironically, Bill Clinton told Kevin Spacey that House of Cards was 99% accurate as far as the Machiavellian skullduggery that was kind of implied.
Well, I guess that's why they canceled it.
Yeah, well, also ironically, Robin Wright once said she never did nude scenes or sex scenes because she felt that acting should be about the ability of the actor or actress, not a body. But Also in the Business Insider article, it said Barack Obama told Spacey that he wished things were that efficient. I don't know if you've ever seen the show. It's actually very well done. It's just unfortunate that Kevin Spacey has the lead role. And
well, I mean, he's a good actor. Let's give him his due. And there's a lot of good actors, and the fact that he himself is gay is no big deal as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Did he misbehave? Yeah, a lot of people do. Is this being exploited right now? Yes, entirely. I mean, we might be seeing Hillary Clinton and the narcocracy perfectly willing to throw all of their liberal supporters in Hollywood underneath a bus to provide yet another distraction away from Dossier Gate and Uranium Gate. So yeah. Stay on the line, James. I'm going to come back to you after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with James in Ohio. And James, before we get back to you, a couple of comments I want to make. I remember Julia Roberts had a fun comment when she was asked why she doesn't do nude scenes. And she said, well, if I'm clothed, it's a drama. If I'm nude, it's a documentary, which I thought was a very humorous way of dealing with that. But let's be really clear here about what's going on with all of this Hollywood stuff. Yeah, there are bad people in Hollywood. I saw a lot of them when I was working in my career. There's a lot of good people in Hollywood. They don't get the attention they deserve. And yes, a lot of this bad behavior was going on. That being said, we also need to realize that a lot of times people who feel that they are slighted will get revenge by making an accusation, an allegation. And we shouldn't get caught up in the enthusiasm of going after people like Harvey Weinstein, that we allow opportunists to harm the careers of people who have not really done anything wrong. So we have to be very, very careful about that.
Oh, yeah,
but again, I'm starting to think that we're seeing Hillary Clinton and the narcocracy are perfectly ready to throw all of their liberal supporters in Hollywood underneath the bus to save themselves, to just have another distraction away from Uranium Gate and Dossier Gate. And as I said before, I'm not taking the bait, which is why I'm not spending a lot of time on this stuff about Kevin Spacey, other than to say that he is a fine actor and I admire his work.
Yeah, one final comment on human psychology. A friend who does a lot of business posted a link on his Facebook page. This company, their shares went up 392%, and apparently the only reason was they added the word blockchain to their company name. So that's all I got for you today.
Well, now you know why Wall Street calls investors in stocks the thundering herd.
Right.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately, if you have absolutely no moral character whatsoever, it is actually very easy to manipulate large crowds, and not always to their own benefit. All right, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. We're coming up here on the top of the hour, and Don Wiskin. Video that is linked to from whatreallyhappened.com, All That's Left of Sears Canada. And it's a phenomenon that we see anytime stores are going out of business. The employees there, they know their jobs are about to end. They basically stop being enthusiastic about trying to keep things neat and clean. And basically, it's just there's a floor and all of the remaining inventory is just on the floor, and people are going through the piles looking for any bargains that might remain. And it's a very, very depressing thing to be seeing. And finally, a federal judge just ruled that government subsidy payments to health insurance companies are, in fact, illegal. There was a big stink when Obama started to do that, and he was tapping into various slush funds to try and keep the health insurance companies going when Americans stopped buying those mandated policies and settled for the IRS fines instead. Talk about an epic fail. That was it. We'll be back after station identification with Don Wiskin.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.